Well, thank you very much. I really do appreciate it every time I'm invited to come and meet with you again. And it's no longer really about teaching or addressing. It's really just actually spending time with you. So I really do appreciate seeing your familiar faces. And I don't have a PowerPoint for you today, as I often do, because well, this particular one's going to be a little bit confessional. So I hope you will bear with me, and I'll I hope it's not too much of an indulgence. So yes, I've called this message "Be Present," but I'm adding on to that, take three. Be present, take three. So here we are, January 2022, and I mean, who would have thought that 2 years ago we were just about to enter almost 2 years of lockdown, masks, social distancing, Zoom? Who would have thought? And yet here we are, right? I guess here we're living examples of old dogs being able to learn new tricks, right? I'm still working from home. Some of you are like, yeah, speak for yourself. I'm still working from home. And as hard as that's been for everyone, to be honest with you, I love working from home. I really do. Because by personality type, I am an introvert, which means I'm naturally an escape artist. According to Myers-Briggs, I'm an INFP, and that's extreme on all four counts. And according to the Enneagram, I'm a five with a strong four wing, which means I'm never sad when social engagements get canceled or postponed, and you don't have to ask me twice to stay home instead of going out. So, I mean, you probably know that about me anyway, but I'm told now that the theme for this month at LUF is renewal, which seems like a perfect theme for the new year. How about this as a thought for the day? Renewal is not mere rebranding. You can't just put lipstick and a new logo on it and call it new. Renewal, if it's to be called that, is about an inner rejuvenation, replenishment, and even as needed, rebirth. So I want to share with you a New Year's resolution, actually kind of more of a New Year's direction that I made 2 years ago. And the challenge was simply this. It's those two words, be present. At the beginning of 2020, I was challenged with two passages from the sacred texts of my own tradition. One from Romans 12 that says, present yourself as a living sacrifice, be present to the Creator. And the other was from Psalm 46, which is one of my favorite Psalms. And the first verse of that says, God is our refuge and our strength, our very present help in trouble. And then you probably know the very famous last verses of that psalm, be still and know that I am God and that I will be exalted in all the earth. So those two passages were my direction at New Year's 2 years ago. And I've always loved that psalm and that passage. But I've been really terrible at living out that whole be still and know that I am God thing. Why? Because true to my personality type, I also fret and I ruminate. I ruminate over the past and I fret over the future. Now, I don't know if that sounds familiar to any of you, but that's my confession here. So I was thinking about an analogy of this. Imagine this scenario. Back when we could go to restaurants, imagine that I've taken my wife out on a date. It's one of those sorts of places like Mongo's, Chicago Joe's, or Wacky's, where there are TVs in all the corners. Can you imagine that scenario? TVs everywhere. There's a TV in one corner set to the news, telling you over and over again what has happened. The headlines, the banners, the footage is all just playing and replaying the past. And the TV in the other corner is set to the Weather Channel, warning of a coming snowstorm, 3 feet of snow followed by a cold snap of minus 40 with wind chill. Brace yourself. One side, the news, mostly bad, the past playing and replaying. The other side, the future, mostly imagined bad. Brace yourself for tough times ahead, playing and replaying. Now, I wish I could say, like many of you, that I'm in love with winter, but I am not. So I have to be honest about that. I've never really made friends with winter. I do hope to one day. But between those two TVs, the playing and replaying past and the playing and replaying imagined future, there's my loving wife saying, hello, remember me, the love of your life? It's time to pay attention to me, right? Which is what the whole point in the date was in the first place. So I find that that's a picture of me. When I ruminate over the past, past disappointments and hurts and regrets and distance in relationships, or if I fret for the future and I'm anxious about a job, livelihood, guidance, direction, I lose that sense of the divine presence in my life. So New Year's 2020, I was challenged with that. The creator, who's very much like my wife is so much like the creator in so many ways, is my very present help in trouble. And the creator was bidding me to be present to the creator and to find that the creator is present to me, my very present help in trouble. Which is a good thing because back then we were just about to head into the first of the COVID lockdowns. And worse, my contract at the tribal council was ending March 31st of that year. I had no idea if I had livelihood past April 1st, 2020. But I was just white knuckling it, trying to practice the presence. Anyway, long story short, not only did I get my contract renewed, but I got a promotion and a raise as well. So I very much saw the creator's provision for me in that present moment. And that new job, as you heard, as you probably know, I apply for and secure funding for First Nations communities, for families, caregivers to help them care for children. And it can be any needs, health, social, education, cultural, you name it, I can find funding for it. And my job has everything to do with people. So can you see there has to be some irony in giving me a job like that, a job to an introvert like me. I mean, someone has a sense of humor somewhere. But it has been so rewarding working for what I consider to be the true heroes of the communities. As I always say, although the funding comes from Indigenous Services Canada and my paycheck from the Tribal Council, I really work for the grandmas and the grandpas because it's usually them that are the ones who are caring sacrificially and on a single fixed income, caring not only for their own grandchildren, but for other people's grandchildren as well. And all of that brings us to the end of 2020. Grateful for work, grateful for the kind of work I do. And I actually remember sharing a message with you at the end of 2020 precisely about that. I don't know if some of you were there, but I talked all about that. And very much in my heart and my theme was very much about gratitude for all of that. But some of the problems that I was being presented and was being asked to help solve have felt so great and so systemic that I began to feel quite inadequate to the task. And if I'm honest, just overwhelmed. So we truly are quite inadequate as individuals to try and solve systemic issues. It's just not what it's about. But I was starting to get weighed down with the burden of this more and more and across the board. Basically, that wasn't that what 2020 was. It was a year of exposing systemic issues, both at home and globally. So, which brings me to New Year's 2021, a year ago, where my sharpened direction was the same, be present, but simply to be fully present to all the people that you serve. So what that means is be fully present to the precious individuals that are brought before my path, whether it's work-related or not. And each one of these, no matter the condition of their circumstances, is a spirit being. So be present to the glory that they really are. And that's what I've tried to conscientiously do all last year. And I know that I'm inadequate for the task of trying to solve systemic, societal, and even community-wide issues. But can I be present for this individual who is entrusting me with the sacredness of their story in their time of need? You probably know that it's kind of a cliche because it's so repeated, the old starfish story where someone's walking on a beach and they find a whole bunch of starfish washed up on the beach and they start throwing the starfish out into the ocean. one by one, and someone else comes by and says, what's the point in doing that? What is the point? You know, that's, you're never going to save all these. And what difference is it going to make? And as the person threw out another starfish into the water, he said, made a difference to that one. So I think that, I mean, it's cliche. It's kind of, I know it's been told and retold, but I do feel like that's exactly where I was finding myself. Feeling the overwhelmed helplessness of seeing all the systemic stuff, not knowing how to fix anything, but then being redirected to the person who's right in front of me, to that very person, to be present for that person, because it makes a difference to that person, right? And, you know, and that's what I did. I've disciplined myself at work to be present, to not ignore or put off phone calls, to set all distractions aside when I'm talking to people so that they know that they are my priority in this very moment. But as 2020 wore on, I began increasingly to feel the weight of the burden of particular situations that I was being asked to help with. Like in just the year and a half since I've been in this present role, I've had to help families who have experienced the worst kind of grief, losing loved ones either to health problems or suicide or accidental overdose. I've been the person on the other end of the phone that those grandmas and grandpas have called in their grief, just having lost their child. And sometimes all you can do in being present is to grieve with those who grieve and to listen and to say very little and not say more than you need to. And I've had to advocate for those same grandmas and grandpas who are fighting to keep the grandchildren that were left behind from getting lost in the child welfare system and the foster care system. And I've had to be present with clients in the midst of domestic abuse, substance abuse, poverty in its many forms, health crises, even help in escaping from human trafficking. This is a very recent one. I've helped clients get set up in their own homes after months of living in shelters. And to date, I've submitted over 100 personal funding applications for children and their caregivers and have been blessed to be part of securing over $4 million in products and services for both individuals and communities. And I really do still love my job. So I want you to hear the gratitude a year on from when I last talked about this, because that gratitude is still there. But I want to add to that, that all of this has taken its toll on me. As you've heard, I have a gorgeous family, a wife of 27 years, still my best friend. I'm still in awe of her. Four amazing children who love spending time together. And of course, as you know, the star of the whole show, my 13-year-old grandson. But if I'm honest, as 2021 wore on, I found myself retreating more and more. And my family have really respected my need for that space. We have a full house and a three-generation house, which I'm so grateful for as well. But they've all respected my need to just close the door and get some time alone. But also, as 2021 wore on, I found myself increasingly feeling this low-grade depression starting to set in. And I don't know, some of that might be COVID, but I think a big part of it is just that feeling overwhelmed by the burdens of, yeah, helping to bear the burden and being one who is there in the midst of things with people. My daughters have, along with my wife, gently and lovingly been staging little interventions, which means they've been setting me up for some difficult conversations. They've talked to me about this and they're concerned for me, and they've told me that they're worried about me and that I need to start taking better care of myself. So yes, of course, this means better diet as well as exercise, but I know it's more than that. Now here's the silly thing. Even though I help people find funding for counseling, I've never been to counseling in my life. I only just went to the chiropractor for the first time last summer, never mind counseling. So I just turned 50, and I think I've made a false virtue of not needing help. of being the one who helps all the time. I've made a false virtue of that. I tell myself I can handle it, I can bear it, I can sort it out. It's between me and my creator. I've made a false virtue of thinking that it's somehow better to have to not need counseling, that it's somehow for myself and not for others, a weakness to even need it in the first place. And my kids have lovingly instructed me, as only kids can, that that's actually a form of toxic masculinity speaking. And of course, that's their language, not mine, but that's the sort of thing that the young people say these days. But now you really know you've arrived when you're on the receiving end of wisdom from your own children. That is a wonderful thing. All of that, which brings us right up to date to New Year's 2022. Here I am again with that same new direction, but it's the same old direction as well. Be present. So this is be present now, take three. You've been present to your creator, finding the creator to be very present in your help and to present help in trouble. You've been present to the people who you serve and care for. And now here it is, you need to be present to yourself. And it's not a selfish thing to do so. So I need now to be present to the needs of my own soul, my own mental health. And as my oldest daughter and my wife just pointed out, counseling is included in my work benefits package. So I really have no excuse for not taking advantage of that. So I know this is a very different sort of message than I've given in the past. It's more of a confessional. I hope you don't mind me having been honest and vulnerable with you here. I think I've needed it. It's part of me being present to and for myself to even confess this. See, so the gift that keeps on giving. New Year's 2020, be present to the Creator and you'll find the Creator's present to you. New Year's 2021, be present to the dear ones, your fellow spirit beings who you're called to love, help, and serve. But now New Year's 2022, be present to yourself and for yourself. And that's my plan for renewal. And that's all I've got for you on renewal this Sunday morning. May you find the Creator's mercies to be new this and every morning. Thank you.